You can tell by the way it's fried, you know.
Does it look different from the flitter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does a pancake look different from a flitter?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. A pancake. When I make pancakes,
mm-hmm.
I just grease my iron or my skillet and pour mm-hmm. all the grease out. And I don't use any more shortening or grease. Or,
mm-hmm.
I just fry them all, you know, one after the other in this same skillet.
What about
But on flitters, you fry them in a deep grease.
Hmm. It's the same. Is they look about the same shape?
No.
Or?
You eat the pancakes with syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And the flitter, you usually eat it with a coffee, or you can eat it as a bread with your meal.
Yeah, you put mm-hmm. butter on it.
Mm-hmm. And the inside of the egg is called the
yolk.
And what color is that?
Yellow.
And
sometimes orange.
Uh huh. If you cook them in hot water, you call them
boiled.
Huh?
Boiled.
Okay. What about if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water?
Poached.
Okay. And did you ever see a hog butchered?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Partly.
What was it like? Do you remember?
Well, I saw them put hot water on them,
mm-hmm.
and then they scraped it.
Then what?
Then I guess they cut it open and got the entrails out.
What can they make with the entrails?
Sausage,
uh-huh.
the skin of the entrail, sausage.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Do you ever hear something that colored people make with it?
Boudin.
What's
that's
it, Boudin?
That's a French name. I don't know.
Oh,
I never.
Got something to do with their blood too.
Uh-huh.
And they mixed all. I don't know how to do that.
They mix the blood with a lot of dressings and rice and
stuff that I know because
then they stuff it. Or either you can make it without the blood.
Oh, and you can take the head and make hog head cheese out of it.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen my daddy takes it, you know, and grounds it up and makes some kind of a smoked little sausage like that. And he made let's see, smoked sausages. I don't know what else kind of boudin. He just made that boudin, so I haven't mm-hmm. seen him make it.
Did you ever hear of chitlins?
I've
heard of it.
Did people ever make it around here?
I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you heard it called?
I've heard the word. I don't guess there's any other word for that.
Yeah, I've been around, you know, people like that, and I hear them speak of something like that.
What about the fat meat that you can use for boiling with greens?
Salt meat.
Mm-hmm. Any different names? Or
salt pork.
Mm-hmm.
And you make hog head crackings too.
Hog head?
Cracklings.
Uh-huh.
Hog head cracklings. They take the fat
uh-huh.
and they fry it. Hmm. And they call it hog head cracklings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean.
What about when you cut the side of a hog? What do you call that?
The ribs?
Or the big slab of meat, you call that?
Bacon.
Okay. What about the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs? Do you call that bacon too?
That would be bacon.
And the outside of the bacon?
The skin.
Okay. And the person who kills and sells meat would be called a
butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you say that it's
spoiled.
And what can you make with the different parts of the hog? What about the head?
Hog head cheese?
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Not that I know of.
Did you ever hear something called scrapple or cripple or pawn horse?
No.
What about with the hog's liver?